Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, good afternoon, wherever you happen to be, everybody. This is Cynthia Fontaine, Spirit Guru, and the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, coming to you live from my brand new home office. I want to say thank you all so much for your patience. And while I was off the air for a few weeks, moving and getting settled and all of that, and, you know, my life is always on the run and never stops. It's never boring. I have to say that because now as soon as I just moved a week, almost 2 weeks ago now, haven't quite finished unpacking yet, don't have any pictures on the wall or anything like that. And this project, this big project that I've been working on for about 6 months, with a group of colleagues, is coming together, and it looks like we're getting ready to get in and start the dirty work on that project. And it's going to be in Portsmouth, Rhode Island, it's the old Cogshell School building on East Main Road in Portsmouth. For all of you local people, I'll post all the information as, you know, we're progressing, and I'll post pictures and as things are coming along. But we are opening a holistic center. It's an arts and wellness center. And we waiting for the green light. Hopefully we'll get that tomorrow from the town council to go ahead and start working in the building. So we will be getting in there, cleaning and painting and doing some repair work, hopefully within the next, starting within the next 2 weeks. And then we hope to open our doors for classes by the 1st of July. So it's pretty exciting. It is going to be a nonprofit center, and we're going to offer all sorts of different things there. For all age ranges. So I'm pretty excited about that. So that's going on. I wanted to let you guys all know about that. And hopefully, you know, once we get in there and get internet set up and all of that, I will be live streaming some of the classes and workshops that I'm teaching from the center. So you guys that are, you know, out of my local area will have that to look forward to. So that's pretty exciting. I'm really, really thrilled about that. And all those pieces are coming along. And then, you know, I have all my regular life stuff happening, which is pretty chaotic right now. Not with myself personally, but lots of stuff going on with family. And so it's sort of like a perfect time to talk about these, you know, family things, because it's Mother's Day here in the U.S. And even if you're not celebrating Mother's Day, because I have a lot of listeners in other parts of the world, in Australia and Spain and Germany and Colombia and Venezuela, Canada, all over the place. So, and those are just a few. So if you are one of my listeners and you're in a country I didn't mention, please don't be offended. There's just so many countries, and I love you all so very much. So, but here in the United States, we are celebrating Mother's Day today. And one of my cousins was, who I was very close with when he was here, he passed away in his 40s, but he always had really great advice. And I really resonated with, you know, the way sort of he thought and did things. And he always said that he skipped Mother's Day because he felt that if you only honored your mother for one day of a year, then, you know, that isn't the right thing to do. And so he would send Mother's Day flowers or Mother's Day gifts randomly throughout the year to his mom. And I thought that was a pretty cool thing to do. So her other kids would all send Mother's Day, you know, on Mother's Day, or the ones that were able to get in and visit would. But Mark would never do Mother's Day. He would just, he'd send flowers in, you know, April or in August or November or whatever, and just pick a random day and say, Happy Mother's Day, Mom, because every day is your day. And it's really kind of true, right? So, and I know I have a lot of moms on here listening right now, a lot of moms here in the Facebook page. Yeah, happy Mother's Day to everybody. And I know there's callers on the line already in the Blog Talk studio. So I just want to give you guys a shout out in the Blog Talk studio. And I want to say good morning to Cindy and Marianne, and let's see, I have to go down, Sharon, Emily, yay, so happy to see you guys all here. And I know it's Mother's Day, and here you are on a day where you probably have a lot of things to do, and I so appreciate you guys being here and hanging out and spending time with me. So there's a couple of really interesting things that I want to share with you guys today that I found really kind of profound. So I have a friend that he actually was one of my daughter's polo coaches many years ago, and he is Argentine in English, and he speaks Spanglish. And he would, he couldn't say profound. He would say prophetic. Anyway, I thought it was really, really, really funny. So one thing that I want to share with you guys is a post that the wonderful Guru Singh made today. And on Instagram, and Guru Singh is a yogi, a Kundalini yogi, who studied with Yogi Bhajan for many, many, many decades. And even if you don't, you know, sort of subscribe to Kundalini or subscribe to yoga or that thought, it has a lot of really great value. And I want to read this to you because it really made a big impact on me. And I want you to really think about it as I'm reading this. So he writes, this planet is called Mother Earth because every single body is made from her nutrients, just as your body originates from the nutrients of your mother's womb. The word womb means the future, and the word man means the inception of now. The word woman comes from the word womb and man. The future within the inception is now. Really think about that for a minute. Now is more powerful than the prayers of a mother, forever connected to this interaction of the future and now. Light connects these prayers because we're all beings of light, or everything is made of light. So light connects these prayers to the future from within the body cells, and prayers are stronger when you acknowledge them. This realization of the masters throughout time and is now confirmed by modern medicine. The heart and the brain of every one of your tens of trillions of physical cells is known as the mitochondria, and this portion of each cell contains only the mother's DNA, not the father's DNA, only the mother's DNA. The DNA, the actual light code, at the center of life is the heart of this construction. Therefore, Mother touches you from inside of every cell. Prayers in the midst of this microscopic world are communicating heart to heart and light to light, mother to offspring from their very core. My daughter hates it when I get the messages when she doesn't send them and I just know what she's thinking. It's that heart to heart and the core to core. It's the DNA in the mitochondria. So your heart, like a brain, generates this powerful electromagnetic field measured in an electrocardiogram. The heart's field is 60 times larger than the brain's field. Physically detected at great distances, it's a light signal, like a radio wave traveling through space. The power of a mother's prayer, which comes from the mitochondrial heart of every cell, is the ultra high frequency signal of DNA to DNA. This alters the light that surrounds the offspring, no matter what species. By altering this light surrounding the physical body, you are literally altering the hologram of life. Mother's prayers change your sensations of space with the illusion of time. Our prayer is that you honor this relationship, no matter what it was like, through the senso-emotional perception of memory, that you honor your universal mother, the mother within yourselves, and then embrace the mother, all the life on Mother Earth. That, I just found that so beautiful and so perfect, right? Because many of us have had difficult relationships with our mothers. And so I thought that that was a great way to sort of start the show with that piece, because not everyone has had a great relationship with their mother. And if you have, you're a very lucky individual. And even with our own children, if you're a mom, then it can be very, our relationships with our children are very difficult as well. You know, kids don't come with an owner's manual. And we don't get an owner's manual when we have them, and our parents didn't get one either. So we have to do what we know, and until we learn something different, we typically follow through with the way that what we learned from our parents and our family. And it's when you, step into sort of learning about different ways of being, is then when you have an opportunity to shift things. So for me, my relationship with my mother was super difficult. And you've probably heard me talk about it before, I'm quite sure, because it goes back to the story of her coming through one time when I had taken a whole bunch of my students to go see my longtime mentor and colleague, Colette Baron-Reed. And right at the end of her hour time, my mother came through. And my mother never had come through before, and she'd been passed away for over 15 years at that point. And my family typically doesn't come through, which is funny because it's what I do, right? So, Errol Star Francis, happy Mother's Day. I played your song at the beginning of the show. Wink, wink, wink. Post the link so people can find it, please, so they can buy it on iTunes or wherever you have it. Okay. So I like to honor, it's interesting because on both Mother's Day and Father's Day, I like to honor the fathers on Mother's Day who are single dads or who, you know, have a big part in raising their children. And I like to do the same on Father's Day for all the single moms out there. Oh, you don't have sound. Oh, that's a bummer. So, Errol, you might be able to go on to the Blog Talk Studio, blogtalkradio.com, and then listen to the show from there, and you can watch it on Facebook while you listen to it on Blog Talk. Try it out. So it's blogtalkstudio.com/Cynthia Fontaine. Yeah, Marianne says the song was beautiful. It really is a beautiful song. So Errol Star Francis is a Juno Award winner in Canada, and I've had the fortunate blessing of having him come into my life through Colette Baron-Reed, and I'm really, really blessed to have both Errol and his wife Lisa Star Francis in my life. And if you haven't checked out Lisa's word potions, you have to do that. You can find her on Facebook. And Errol, I don't know if Lisa's watching, but if you can post the link to her, I'm gonna message him to post the link to her email, her website. That'd be great. So let me see, Errol. Sorry guys, just typing. I can't type and think and talk at the same time. I can do a lot of things at the same time, but not type and talk. That's so weird. Okay. So please post the link to buy your song and Lisa's website. Okay, cool. All right. So looking at the lovely Mother's Day writing that Guru Singh posted, it's so very interesting that you know, science is supporting and proving that we have our mother's DNA within us. So even if you've had the most difficult relationship with your mother, and as I did, and we want to, you know, sort of erase that or wish we could change it or et cetera, that will be, let's see. I'm sorry, I'm just going to tell Errol to go to the Blog Talk Studio. So I forgot, if he can't hear me, how's he going to know to go to the Blog Talk Studio to listen? Okay, sorry guys. This is the hazards of you know, being live, is things happen. So my relationship with my mother was not only very difficult, but my mother was she had some issues. And so the luckily I had a grandmother who I was really close with, who I loved very much, but she too had her own issues. And I come from a family of very critical parenting. And I didn't even know that was such a thing or even that was a word. Oh, that was nice. Somebody posted the link for the blog talk. Oh, that was, thank you, whoever shared that. So yeah, Marianne, I think you're probably laughing about me not being able to talk and type at the same time. I know it's crazy. I can do a million things at the same time, but I can't talk and type. So now, you know, when my mother came through, she came through to sort of explain why things were the way they were, and that because I never understood why she was so mean to me. And it wasn't like the ordinary mean, it was like Cinderella mean. So, you know, literally, I have the Cinderella story, really scrubbing the floors of my hands and knees, polishing the paneling with Murphy's oil soap. You know, it wasn't easy. I had four siblings and I was the oldest girl. And so I kind of was expected to take care of everybody and do a lot of housework and chores and stuff. Now, you know, I got free time and was able to play too, but I never knew sort of like when my mother's was gonna have one of her moments when all of a sudden, for no good reason, I was on my hands and my knees with the scrub bucket. So it wasn't like to clean because things necessarily needed to be cleaned, but it was more on a whim because my mother, was just being her. Good morning, Sherry King Facile. Yay. So nice to see you. I'm getting so excited because so many of my friends and colleagues and listeners and my own students are getting ready to go to Oracle Palooza in San Diego, California, which is Colette Baron Reed's huge 3-day event, which is so much fun. So if you guys are not going, if you have not checked that out yet, I totally recommend that you get on the ball and get that checked out because it is the best weekend event you will go to. Okay. So with our mothers, no matter how difficult the relationship, we have them in our DNA. And science, again, has shown that. So I've come to a place where I actually almost get giddy now when my mother shows up. Now, my mother passed away in 2002. So it's been 17 years. And it was 2 years ago when she came through to Colette. And Colette, after it all after the event, when she came off stage, she took me aside and she said, you have to forgive her. And I looked at her and I said, I don't think I can, at least not right now. And it's taken a while, but I have forgiven her at this point. And, I realized that it was the wounding, through the wounding, and the way that the only way that she knew how to raise me or raise my siblings. She was different with my siblings, but was all that she knew. And so I had to find something different for my own children. And so I going back to the critical parenting, I was my daughter was a newborn, and at the time I was married to her dad, who was an alcoholic and also had some other substance abuse issues, and which I was not aware of at the time. But anyway, I insisted that he take a parenting class because I didn't feel like he had good parenting skills. So he said, well, I'll only take it if you take it first. So I said, okay, I'll take it. I didn't think I needed it, but because my grandmother, I spent a lot of time with my grandmother, and I felt that, she had some pretty decent skills. So I took the parenting class, and then over that summer, a few months later, I was at my grandmother's house. It was on a Sunday. It was a big part of the family was gathered, and I just sat back and watched everybody interact. And the word critical parenting or the phrase critical parenting came to mind because I had just finished the 8-week parenting course. And that was a big part of the training was what kind of a parent did you have and what kind of parent do you want to be? And a lot of people parent critically. And I sat back and watched and went, oh my God, my whole family is critical parents. Even the aunts that don't have kids are critical parents, right? So I said, that's it. The buck stops here. Now, of course, when something's ingrained in you for years and years and years, it doesn't stop overnight. So I've had to do a lot of work and the process. Really, once I started sort of down this path, not just with parenting, but with, the whole sort of, we'll say, self-improvement. I wish there was a better term for that. Cindy Fala, have a safe trip. She's jumping on a plane. Okay, love you. Happy Mother's Day. The learning for me has become – you know, lifelong, and I'll continue to always be learning because there's value to it. And where there's a lot of value and you get a lot of money on your return, right? So it's like if you're investing money, you want to invest in yourself. And I didn't understand that or realize that for many, many years because, you know, in my family, we weren't taught that. And maybe in your family, you weren't either. We always put everybody else first. The kids came first, the husband came first, everybody else came first, the family came first, and you came last if there was anything left over. And what I have learned is that that well becomes pretty empty and dried out when you don't put yourself first, when you don't take care of yourself, when you don't do self-care, right? And when you feel guilty about doing nice things for yourself. So yesterday, I went to my hairdresser, who she's living a double life. So she's got this salon in Warren, Rhode Island, Shrine Yoga and Hair. If you guys are in the local area, her son works there and her daughter-in-law. She's got a great team if you guys are looking for great hairstylists. But she's leading a double life where now she is a flight attendant. And she is having the best time of her life. So she flies in like every 5 or 6 weeks on a weekend and then does everybody's hair on the weekend like a maniac and then flies back out. So she was here just for 2 days, and I went to see her yesterday. And I never tell her what to do with my hair, and I never, you know, ask her, you know, do this, do that, whatever, because she always does something different, and it always, you know, comes out great. So anyhow, I was so giddy when I left there that because that, you know, here she does this, still flying up on these weekends. And that I just love her so much and I love what she does in my hair, but I was so giddy and I was so happy, you know, to pay her and pay her like, you know, more because I just felt so much love and gratitude and it made me feel so good to be able to say, you know what? I didn't give you enough money. Let me give you more. And that was the first time, I'm sharing this with you guys, was the first time in my life that has ever happened. Because I've always had to be very, very careful about money. And because I also grew up in a family that did not have a lot of money. And so we had to watch every penny. And so you, when you grow up thinking that, even if you do have money, sorry, I turned the heat on because it's kind of cold and rainy here, and now I'm overheating. But when you grow up with a family that is, you know, you're penny pinching or you're worried about money, and, you know, I know people that have lots of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank, and they worry about money. You know, they won't buy, you know, a new dish towel or, you know, craziness because, oh, no, I don't can't spend the money, right? And my thing is, like, money gives you, money can't make you happy, but money can give you experiences that add to your happiness quotient. So, like me thinking, I'm at the counter paying and I'm going, I didn't give you enough money, let me give you more. That felt so amazing and so good. And so for me, it was a huge paradigm shift. It was a really huge paradigm shift. Shelly, I can't stream because I'm in the country, but so happy to see that you're back. Oh, thank you, Shelly. So Shelly, maybe you can go on Blog Talk also. I don't know. Maybe that'll help. I don't know why you guys in Canada can't get it live. That's so weird. Anyhow, really, really weird. So again, that was a huge paradigm shift for me around money. And so, the belief that I got from my mother was that money doesn't grow on trees. And, we're talking about this because it's Mother's Day and it's family, and these things follow through generationally. And how do you shift it and change things? Well, you have to shift yourself. You have to change within yourself. You have to see a different way, learning that there's a different way to do things to be able to shift and change things to do it differently. I started out doing it for my kids. And what I realized is it's really been doing it for me, not just for my kids, right? So my kids were like the catalyst because I wanted things for them to be better than it was for me. But now it's expanded and stretched out even bigger than that, because here I am, on Facebook Live. Here I am in the Blog Talk studio at the same time on the radio. This gets broadcast all over the world. And so it's expanded beyond me wanting to do different things for myself and for my family. But now it's expanded to wanting to do different things to help all of you, and to be able to share what I've learned with you guys, hoping that maybe some small tidbit helps. Good morning, Tracy Donovan O'Malley. So nice to see you, my longtime friend. Good morning, Joanne. Good morning, Pat Cunningham. Joanne Eisen. Good morning. Beautiful. Thank you. Happiness looks good on you. Oh, Mary Ann, thank you so much. Right. So I wasn't looking so happy the day before, because I have a lot of stuff going on in my family at the moment. I had to rush my dad to the hospital on Friday. And sadly, he's sort of at the end stages of his life. We don't know how much time he has, but he's on a downward spiral. And, his hospital visits are becoming more and more frequent. And so that's kind of difficult. And then I have another family situation that's going on. It's a pretty big deal that I am trying to help with. So, but yet I have this place of happiness, right? And because life happens all around us. And there was a time in my life where, like my mother, I would sort of wallow in it. I would be very unhappy. I would be overwhelmed. And it wasn't until I started learning this personal development piece, and it really started with religion, believe it or not, because I loved my religion when I was growing up, and it was a family thing. We went to church as a family. I loved going to church. Oh, thank you so much, Joanne, about my dad. Yeah, Marianne, you can relate. I know that for you, having lost your daughter on it so unexpectedly. But so when I was, oh, Joanne, thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you too. She says, what a great example you are. Thank you. And you too. Joanne has a show. Joanne, post your information. So everybody can check your show out when you're on also. Joanne Eisen, please. I lost my train of thought. So buttons on your shoes, my grandmother used to say. Yeah, so with all of this stuff going on, I don't get me wrong, I get stressed and sometimes I get overwhelmed too. And then having with the, having just moved, having it was not, it was sort of not such a great situation having to move. But then, I got this great place on almost 2.5 acres, and I'm going to be able to have events here and things like that. And there's 16 acres behind me that's wooded, and we'll be able to do walking trails and stuff like that. So Emily has to get Lily. Oh, thank you, Emily, so much. Yes, you have to come over soon, soon, soon. Come over and visit. It's what started out as to be sort of not such a nice situation with the condo that I was renting with the new owner, you know, really ended up being a great situation, and it forced me to move. And then I found this great place, and, you know, I'll make it even greater. I'm just, greater is probably not a word. Maybe it is, but I like that word. I like to make things up, right? So if it makes you smile, use it. I make up words all the time. And at least maybe I make them up. Maybe other people use them too. I don't know. But what puts a smile on your face? Oh, great. Yeah, super. Okay, so with the TV show. Yeah, thank you. Oh, sorry. Oh, Marianne, I'm sorry. It's a different Marianne. Ah, sorry about that, Marianne. I think, so I have another Marianne McCarthy, believe it or not, who watches, and it was on, I'm friends with Facebook. So I apologize for that. I can't see the picture because I don't have my glasses on in the picture. Your picture is so small there on the side. I apologize. Glad that your daughter is alive and well. You are unlimited. Thank you, Joanne. It was just out of my mind there for a minute. I knew it was, but I just couldn't think of it. Thanks for sharing that, Joanne. So our mothers, this is a quote that I really love that one of my friends shared, and it's, whether your mother was wonderful or not, she is a part of you and who you are, and it continues on with our children. And, you know, we know that it continues on with our children through the mitochondrial DNA. So isn't that interesting? So no matter how hard, whether you loved your mother or it really hated your mother, she is a part of you. And so I encourage you to find a blessing within that relationship somewhere, somehow, and begin healing if you need to heal that relationship. So, you know, with my mother now, she comes around when I'm cooking, especially if I'm making like one of her recipes. The first time I made her zucchini bread. Now I have, I don't know, half a dozen of her recipes, but I never in the 15 years before she came through the reading, never had made one of her recipes. And I think it was sort of protesting, you know? So I decided, Jimmy Ruggiero, nice to see you. That's a very dear and longtime friend also. So I decided last summer, because I had a garden, I got a lot of zucchini in the garden, that I was going to make my mother's zucchini bread recipe. And so I pull it out, and the recipe is written on a piece of paper. And, you know, I probably wrote it when I was still living at home, which was a long time ago. I'll just say well over 30 years ago. And it had some water stains on it. And there was at one point where I couldn't read how much oil was in the recipe. And I'm looking at it, I'm going, geez, I think that says one cup, but that's a lot of oil. I think that's too much. I'm not going to put one cup. And all of a sudden, now this is one of the interesting things about being a medium, psychic medium. All of a sudden, my mother stands next to me and says, yes, it's right. One cup, put it. And I went, oh, okay, Mom, thanks. I put the one cup of oil and it came out fabulous, I have to say. So, you know, so now working with building a relationship with her in spirit, because now just because your loved ones are gone does not mean you cannot build and strengthen the relationship. It's sometimes it's even easier to do so when they're in spirit because they've got a bigger picture, you know, and they can see what they did and what their flaws were and so forth. So I am going to go over to the Blog Talk Studio and take a caller because I know some of you guys have been on waiting for a very long time. So I'm going to take, this is the first three digits is 520, and we're talking about Mother's Day. So let's try to sort of keep the questions to that topic, whether it's you're a mother or it's about your mother, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so the first caller is 520, and the last four digits is 6076. Hi, caller, you're on the air with Cynthia.
You know what? Just put me. I'm just listening. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Have a happy Mother's Day, whether you're a mom or you have a mom.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. So, isn't
Thank
that
you.
Fun? You're welcome, honey. Okay, let's see. How do I? Okay. So she just wants to listen. That's totally fine. I put her on the hot seat and she wasn't expecting it. So I'm going to pull. So it's interesting. Before I got on the air, I heard that I needed to use the spirit animal deck and pull some cards for you guys this morning. And this is, again, because you guys know if you're here, you guys know I love Colette Baron-Reed. I love her cards because they work. They're so accurate, you know, and I've done all of her trainings and so forth, and I'm an oracle guide. And so the spirit of the animal oracle, love these cards, love her, all of her cards. But anyway, so they want an animal card. Oh, one just fell out of the deck. Oh, so funny, right? Our loved ones will give us messages, but we have to pay attention to them. So my mother, here we are talking about my mother on Mother's Day, and my mother loved scarab beetles and had a scarab beetle pendant. And as I'm just starting to shuffle the deck, look what card fell out, the scarab beetle spirit. So that's my mother acknowledging me, acknowledging talking about her, you know, acknowledging about healing the relationship and so forth. You can't make this up. And that's probably why they wanted me to use this deck for sure. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, a jumper, Errol Star Francis. Woohoo, spirit animals love those. Yeah. So funny, right? So ask your loved ones for a sign, right? Now, I didn't ask for a specific sign, but my mother knew that I would know that this is her saying, give me a shout out, because she had a scarab beetle pendant and she loved it and I loved it. I loved to look at it. It had like turquoise on it. And, you know, sadly, I don't know what ever happened to any of her stuff, because my sister lived at her house and she got everything or did whatever with everything. So, all right, I'm going to pick a card for you guys. And this is a card from your mothers, and there'll be some message, even if it's one word that stands out for you with this, and maybe the scarab beetle relates to you for you. Okay, my guides say stop, and then they're funny today. Seven down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They never count the cards down. Oh, the swan spirit. So beautiful. But it was in protection, which means it was upside down. And I'm going to read this for you guys. And I want you to see what stands out for you, because there may just be a word that stands out. So remember, this is a message from your mothers. And something will apply to you. It will make sense. Ah, Marianne, your number is a 7. Good morning, Frida from Yukon, Canada. Nice to see you here. Yeah, I was on a couple-week break while I was moving. Okay, so the message is, don't talk yourself into diving deep into something just because you see the potential things instead of what they really are now. The necessary work and patience involved may not be the best use of your energy. Have you seen the potential in someone and think that if you love and support them, they will become the person who knows you love them beyond all others? Have you stepped into an opportunity that you know feels too good to be true and might not turn out to be the way you hoped? Now is not a time for selective, limited perception that can lead to misjudgment. Instead, this is a time for going deep and being honest about what you find as you explore the depths. Have no fear, for whatever you find below will help you love and understand yourself and others and make better choices. Can you sense the swan spirit calling you to deep dive and resurface to choose again? So for me, what I like, what is really standing out, is the part that goes right with what I was just talking about finding love and understanding yourself and making better choices. Because when we understand ourselves, then we can understand others in a more clear and better way. So for me, you pulled that earlier this week, Marianne, cool. So for me, I've had an experience with somebody very close in my life recently who money has become a very sort of hot topic. And they have a lot of what I would consider to be, you know, a lot of money. And they suddenly, something has shifted and they've become very sort of stingy and very worried about money. And I said to this person that you have money trauma that doesn't have anything to do with me, and you need to figure that out, right? So it's when we can figure out what our triggers are, how we sabotage ourselves, and we learn that often through our families because we all have a saboteur, then we can move forward in a different and different positive way. All right, so they want me to pick a postcard from Spirit from you guys. So these cards are, they're not oracle cards where you can ask questions, but these are actually cards that are messages from your loved ones. So for all of you guys out there that have a mother or grandmother or an aunt, someone who you were really close with who's passed away, this is going to be from them. Okay, my guides say stop, and they're not going to have me count this time. They're just going to have me fan and see what card comes out. Okay. Oh, not that one, because there's two stuck together and they won't separate. Okay, so. Oh, here we go. Okay, so here we go. Dearest you, do you ever wonder whether your ideas and inspirations might be coming through your soul rather than generated from your mind alone? We are here to tell you that we are always whispering in your ear for your highest good. We are conduits for spirit, letting you know that you are a living channel for this awesome co-creative energy. When you are feeling inspired, it means you've heard us. Inspiration means spirit is breathing through you. Inspiration needs your human passion to keep it going so that you can make a difference in the world. So keep moving on what inspires you. Let yourself be led to new experience and know that this is why you are here on earth. Your purpose is to discover your spirited nature and to bring forth through your efforts whatever is meant to be. Wondrous miracles have a way of showing up when you let inspiration propel you forward. You are so loved. Ah, that's so beautiful. Oh, Sheila, good morning. Happy Mother's Day, beautiful, to a wonderful mama and grandma. Happy Mother's Day, Jeannie Bundy. Everybody's chiming in here. It's great. So we're almost out of time on the Blog Talk Radio studio. I'm going to take another caller really quick. So caller, know that you only have 3 minutes. So ask your question really quickly, and let me know what your name is. Okay, so it's 330, last four digits, 4593. I'm going to hang out with you guys on Facebook, though, so you guys hold on. Hi, you're on the air with Cynthia.
Hi, this is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Okay, I have a question about my mom. She has told me that she's jealous of me.
Oh.
And she hasn't wanted me to find a guy in the past, but I've reconnected with someone from grade school, actually, and I want to know if she's going to get over this and let us have a good relationship with her.
I'm laughing because I so relate to that. So at one point, my mother actually tried to, now this was years ago, my mother actually tried to steal my boyfriend. This was like after high school. Yeah, uh-huh. So I'm laughing because I so relate to it. Who's the name with starts with the letter T?
I don't know a T.
Okay, so I'm getting clearly a letter T, and I do feel like it's a male energy. So, what's your current boyfriend's name?
John.
John. Okay, he doesn't have a T in his last name or middle name, does he?
No.
Okay. It's so interesting. All right, so they want me to pick a card for you for your mother to see. Where's my Woto deck? I'm still unpacking, so let's see. Okay, so the Goddess deck. All right, so I'm going to pick a card for you from the Goddess deck because we are in the Age of Goddess, and it is Mother's Day. And let's see what the goddesses want you to know about this subject. I feel like it's going to be a process, okay, as I'm talking. So my guides will start downloading things. And I feel like it's going to be a process for you. How old are you now?
48.
48. What was going on with you? Just stay on the air, because even though it says, I mean, it's going to go off live, but you can still stay on. So stay on. Don't hang up, okay? So just give me a moment so I can sign off, though. Oh, it's 90 seconds. I'll wait a minute. So I feel like, what was going on when you were 34?
I was asking if I should have a child then. And she said no, she didn't want any part of helping me take care of a child.
Okay. So that's really interesting. All right. So let me just sign off here on Blog Talk. But stay on. Don't hang up.
Okay. Sure.
So you guys, thank you so much for listening, whether you listen live or you listen to the replay. I really appreciate and love you all. I have so much gratitude for you. And check out my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. Follow me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram, but I don't post so much there. I have to get better at that. And I am going to be using my YouTube channel more often and doing some live stuff there. So check that out on YouTube and get ready for that. And so, I love you guys. Book an appointment with me. If you remember, I give referral bucks, $25 for every referral you send that has an appointment. Okay, so we're off the air live, but we're still on. All right, so I feel like that you give your mother so much power, just as I did, right? And that why would you leave it up to your mother to decide such an important piece of your life?
No, I want to I'm having a relationship with this guy, but we want to, he lost his parents early on.
Right.
So he's really into family and wants to have a good relationship, but he doesn't understand that she didn't want me to have anyone. She wanted to keep me for herself as her best friend.
Right. Right. So look, we all have our own issues that we have to deal with, our own wounds. And so for me, it's like, that's one thing that I've always wanted as well, is a close family. Everybody gets together. That's how I grew up with my grandparents. That didn't happen so much at my parents' house. And I'm in, a relationship where, so it's kind of funny in a way, but I guess I have to laugh about it. So my son's father, who I did not raise my son with, is back in my life, and he has 6 kids. All from different women. And all I've ever wanted is to have my family together and to have these family things, not just holidays, but in general. So you can imagine that with him, it's pretty difficult. Right?
Yeah.
And I used to I would feel really bad about it. I would be like, I'm never going to have what I want. And what I realize is that, I have to see, is the relationship valuable enough for me to be okay with the way it is? And know that things are going to come about and work out maybe even better in a different way, right? So, and I know it's hard because this is more for your boyfriend than it is for you, but if you can sort of like lead the way, then that can help him, because as women, we're really the light bearers, and the men think they're in charge. Sorry guys, because I know there's some of you on here. The men think they're in charge, but they're not really. And we're really the light bearers. And when we do the work, generally the men will follow, okay? So you have to make your family in a way that's going to work for you. And, he's going to have to be okay with that, or he's not the right way. He's not the right guy for you, right?
Okay.
So now, did you have children?
No, neither one of us.
Yeah. So, because there's that, and that's why they want to talk about that 34, right? And giving up your power to your mother. That was a big decision that was not your mother's to make.
I didn't really want kids, but, all her friends were having grandchildren at the time,
okay.
So I said.
That's a different ballgame. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you did want kids.
No, I don't. I considered it. But I wasn't married, so I didn't want to be a single parent.
Okay, fine. No problem then. Okay. So that being said, but my guys are still saying, yeah, but she still gives her power away to her mother, right? So did you, was it sort of like you didn't want to deprive your mother of grandchildren?
I was kind of like, I'm getting older, and if I am ever going to have kids, I should consider doing it now.
Right.
But
okay.
I'm going to need help. So I asked her if she's interested in having grandkids and if she would help me and the answer was no.
Okay. 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 So here's what I want you to think about, and I want you to reflect on your relationship with your mother, and your own power and sovereignty.
Okay.
Okay. So this is like, I give homework, and this is your homework.
That's great.
But I want you to think about your own power and your sovereignty. And I want you to really take some time and do some journaling around that subject of revisiting about choosing not to have children. And I want you to really be clear if it really was your choice. It was your choice, but I want you to be clear about why you chose. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it was too much work for me to do myself.
Well, I've been a single mom since my daughter was 3 years old. She's 26 now. I have 2 kids. And I worked full time. And I have a practice besides. So, and please don't misunderstand that I'm not saying, oh, you should have done it because it was too, you could have done it or whatever. I have the personality character that I could do it because I'm a charismatic leader, team player, so I could handle it. I just want you to be clear, right? And I want you to look at other things that have come up around your mother, where you have let her make the decisions for you, or sort of like, because this is going to be relevant to this boyfriend. Okay. I want you to go back and look at, has there been any time when you have been clear and set a boundary with your mother?
I know I've tried. I let her back in.
Okay. So our family ties are the hardest, the vows that we have with our family are the hardest to break. And they take a lot of energy to break a vow that we have made. So a vow is something that it's always or never. I'll always be like my mother or I'll never be like my mother. I'll always, be kind because so-and-so, my grandmother, my father, my mother was so mean. Do you get what I mean? Okay.
Yeah.
So I feel like you have a vow that I can never go against my mother, something like that, right? And whether, so it might be that it's disrespectful for whatever, but what I'm going to encourage you to do is to really start thinking about that, right? And I want you to have a freedom statement, okay? And your freedom statement is going to be, I am free to choose as the strong, powerful woman that I am. And in my choosing, I am respecting my mother. So you might have to go back and replay that because when it comes out, I don't remember it after.
Okay.
Okay. But I want you to write that down and I want you to post it on your mirror. I want you to carry it in your pocketbook, keep it in your car, right? And when you're feeling vulnerable or feeling like you can't set a boundary, I want you to read that statement and I want you to read it, but I want you not to just to read the words. I want you to feel it within. Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot, right? But believe it or not, your relationship will only get better once it gets over the craggly part of the newness of you taking a stand and setting a boundary. Okay. It will get rocky because when we shake things up, the other people don't like it and they want to push back harder. Okay. And that's when you just take a step back, you go do a meditation, you go take a walk. You know what I mean? And you just say, gee, Mom, I can't talk right now. I gotta go. Okay. Or you just say, you know what, Mom, I really like this guy. And I know it's hard for you because it seems like that he's disrupting our relationship, but, someday you're not going to be here. Right.
Yeah.
So you have to come up with the words, but just keep reassuring her that you're not leaving her, right? But that you have to be happy as an individual, as a sovereign nation, right? You have to be happy within yourself. Okay, so the goddesses want to speak to you. So let's see what goddess wants to show up for you here. So tell me when to pick a card.
Okay.
So two are coming out. Oh, so interesting. These go together so well. So you got Gaia, which is the earth, which is all about the mother, right? And the moon, Mama, you can't see them because you're on the radio. But if you go back to the Facebook, you can look at them. And this is the wisdom of the Goddess Power Oracle deck. For those of you guys who are interested in it. And the moon is all about what's hidden, right? It's all about the shadow side of things. And the mother is all about life, birth, and rebirth. So I want you to look at the sort of the side of the things that are hidden. I'm going to read this to you. The Mamakia, the Inca goddess of the moon, presides over the power cycles and the seasons. So it's interesting that the word power cycle is there, because this is really sort of a power cycle with your mom, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So the ancients marked the time by the moon to know when to plant, know when to harvest, know when to store food, and know when to celebrate fertility. Right now, you're invited to see what is familiar. So interesting, you can't make this up, and decide whether you need to improve on it or leave things as they are. The answer to your inquiry can be found in the timing of things and in the cycle you're in. You can apply the idea of natural cycles of relationship, creative projects, personal growth, and more. If you're honest with yourself, you will see there's no way to control these cycles, only to use the creative energy that they have to offer you. It's pretty interesting, right?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty interesting. And it talks about if your relationship is unclear yet swarming with potential, you might turn to the new moon energy that shows up in the cycle of the spring of cycle of life. And allow the relationship to grow naturally and be clear with your intentions. So intentions are really important. And intentions are a little bit different than setting boundaries, right? So you want to intend, what do you want out of the relationship with this man, right? What do you want it to look like? And what is your end game? Be really clear. And ask him to be really clear as well. I feel like that with your mom, this is going to be a good practice for you, because if you can't do it now, then you're not going to be able, it's going to be difficult for you to do it at any point, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to be honest with her and say, Mom, you know, I love you so much, but I have to have, you know, I feel like I need a relationship in my life now, outside of our relationship together. That doesn't diminish you. That doesn't mean I don't love you. You know, it just means that I need to prepare for my future and my future happiness. You know, when you're not here to fill that space or whatever, you have to figure out the words for you. But yeah. I would do a lot. I would do some journaling first and get really clear about what it is, what you want with this man or any relationship. And then just, you know, sit down and have a conversation with your mom. And from the point of view that you know, you love her so much, you appreciate her so much, and that you're not leaving her.
Yes, that's what she would think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're not leaving her. So, you know, she's got abandonment issues, which is hers to work out, not yours. But, you know, there are often threads that run through family lineages that go often for multi generations. And this may be one. So that might be something that you could look at, too. Do you have anywhere, you know, in your life that you feel you were abandoned, or you have those issues yourself? You don't have to answer. But, you know, that can be an interesting sort of place, you know, to look. And one thing that you can do, and this is a good tip for everybody, any relationship that you want to heal or improve, you can do a meditation and call in Saint Germain. You can put any meditation music on while you're doing this. But you want to visualize the person in front of you as a relationship you want to heal, whether they're living or past, and then ask for the cord between you to be visible. And you might not see it, but you might feel it. You might just have a sense that it's there. And then explore it. What does it feel like? Is it thick? Is it heavy? Is it you know, big and gnarly? Is it light and flexible? Because when a relationship is a healthy, strong relationship, the cord is light and flexible. And they almost never show up that way unless you've done a lot of personal self-development work. And you know, when you do a lot of self-care and things like that. So see what the cord looks like between your mother and you. And then you want to send the violet light or the violet flame through the cord to transmute and heal the relationship. And sometimes it won't go all the way through. Sometimes the other person blocks it because they're not ready, et cetera. But you just keep doing it, but you don't force it. You just do it, keep doing it, and then you'll notice that it will shift. And you don't have to do or say anything to the other person. You just keep doing that, and it will help the relationship to shift.
What if it's a metal chain?
Well, it doesn't matter. So you turn the chain to the purple. You imagine maybe even link by link that the chain starts to become, you know, lighter, and that it turns to a beautiful violet color, right? And that it becomes light as a feather, and then, you know, the links can even be made of purple light, okay? And you might, it might just be one. It goes one link at a time. Right.
Okay. And thank you.
And you check back in periodically. You know, sometimes when you start something new, you want to do it like every day, which is fine. But you know, you might want to check in once a week or once every couple of weeks, and see how that has changed. And then, you know, sit, do some breathing, call in Saint Germain, and send the violet flame or the violet light, you know, through the chain.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And yes,
you're
welcome. I have worked on abandonment issues. So yes, you've got that too.
Yeah. And you know, so when you have trouble setting boundaries, you know, typically it is around abandonment issues. You know, so, and that, you know, that's why my guides bring those things up. And so you just work on yourself, and then by working on yourself, it's going to help your mother.
Thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time to help me.
Yeah, you're welcome. My pleasure. I'm glad that you called in. All right. Have a wonderful, beautiful Mother's Day, and celebrate your mother.
Thank you. I will.
You're welcome. Okay. Signing off over here on Blog Talk. Check me out on Facebook. I know there's some callers in the queue. Pop over to my Facebook page. And I'll be there for a few more minutes. Okay, guys.